Hey there. You ready to go? Are you sure? You don't exactly look all that bundled up. You've seen the forecast, right? We're gonna have a white Christmas this year. Wouldn't want the wind chill to give you frostbite. Hey, don't you try and turn this on me. Come on. I got my jacket, gloves, and these pants. They're thick and made of leather. What else did you expect? I've been doing this for way longer than you have, so I'll thank you not to... I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I'm the one who asked you to come riding with me, and yet... Look, are you sure you're going to be okay? You don't need to do this for me. I know that my lifestyle has always been kind of scary to you, but you've just been a wonderful boyfriend, allowing me to have this part of myself, so you don't need to force anything for my sake. I mean, I'm sure there's some other places you'd rather be than just alone on the road with me. We could go to a nice restaurant, or we could go back home and... snuggle. But are you really absolutely sure you're ready? It might not be pleasant. You want to be a part of my life? Well, that outfit had better be warmer than it looks. Hop on. All right. Here we go. You grab my waist, nice and safe, okay? This is gonna be a lot harder than riding a bike. Come on. Wrap your arms all the way around me and just pull in tight. You need to be tighter than that. Come on. Really pull yourself in close to me. Closer. Closer. Let's go. I can feel you back there. You're tense, aren't you? I know it's a hell of a ride, and it must be freaking freezing, but try to relax. You could at least open your eyes, right? You don't want to miss the view, do you? I mean, look. The first snowflakes are falling. It's beautiful, isn't it? With the glow of the streetlights reflecting off of them. They look like flecks of gold sparkling in the moonlight. I almost want to reach out and grab a handful. Imagine how rich we could be. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You don't need to actually grab any. You're supposed to be holding on to me for support. Oh, jeez. Gave me quite a scare. Oh, and I thought you were some kind of coward, but maybe you do have a manly side too, after all. What do you even have to show for that? It's already melted. Melted in your warmth. You're so warm. Even though it's a bone-chilling winter night. You know, the area around my waist actually feels nice and toasty now. Do I feel nice, too? I just want to know if I'm supporting you properly is all. We're gonna be leaving the city limits soon, and it's gonna get dark. So, if something happens, it'll be a bit further than usual to get help. Are you still feeling up to it? You're really attached to me, aren't you? All right, then. Don't complain to me if you suddenly remember you're scared of the dark. Yeah. snow's coming down heavier than I thought. It might actually be dangerous to keep riding in this weather. No, 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 don't worry. I have a plan. There's a little private cabin not far from here that me and the other girls all pool our cash to rent as a little hideaway, secret base type setup. We always keep it stocked for emergency meetings, so the two of us can spend the night there. It's not exactly the romantic moonlight ride I was planning, but, well, we'll still spend Christmas together at least. And there it is. Just up ahead. Let me park us out front. Well, here we are. I know it's not exactly prime real estate. You know, the bare wood floors, naked light bulb, small heater of all places. Might as well just walked into a movie set. But, hey, at least we aren't in danger of freezing. Come over here. Warm yourself up. I said come over here. What is so interesting outside that window that... Wow. Now I see. It's beautiful out there. There's so much snow and a full moon. It's glowing so bright. Even brighter than the city limits. I bet I can see this for miles. Everything's bathed in the natural light, and... Wow. I'm really glad I could share this with you. And, well, it better damn well have been worth it. That blanket of snow means we're not going anywhere anytime soon. We're gonna be spending the night after all. I think there should be, there's sleeping bags stacked over there by the corner, right? Why don't you just lay two of them out? I'm gonna make sure everything is all right. Oh? What are you doing with those? Are you making a point to keep a safe distance between us? Aw, come on. How gentlemanly of you. Let me help you with that one. That's mine, anyway. All right. I guess... That's all the setup we need. All the windows are secure. And the bike is locked down. I can make you some food if you want, but... Beyond that... There's not much to do out here, is there? Well, we might as well turn in now and hope that the snow clears up by the time we get up. Well, Mr. Gentleman, turn around. I can't sleep in this wet leather. Thank you. All right. I'm in. You should undress too. I don't want you catching a cold. Don't worry. I won't peek. Well, I've had comfier nights, but this should be all right as long as the heater... Well, god damn it. The lights just went out. And that means our heater did too. It's a lot darker inside than it is out there in the moonlight. You know what I see? With just one beam of moonlight shining through the window. It's like a silver spotlight is right on you. And I can see you're already shivering, aren't you? I'm really cold, too. I don't know if we'll be able to last the night like this. I know. Here. Get in. We can warm each other up. Yes, I'm serious. It's either this, or we risk not waking up at all tomorrow morning. Besides, it's so quiet out there. I don't want to be alone right now. Please? Yeah. You're so warm. I feel better already. It's strange. Are you getting any warmer? I can't even look down and see anything because the sleeping bag's already zipped up. But I can feel you. I mean, of course I can feel you. Without any clothes, how could I not feel anything else? But I can feel how close you are. And I can feel... I can feel you shivering still a little bit. I can feel your breath on my lips, and yet I don't feel embarrassed at all. You know, even though we're dating, I've never seen you up close like this before. It doesn't bother you, does it? That I'm... me? I'm not exactly everybody's dream girl. I'm rough and unfeminine, and I'm not that easy to get along with. I mean, even earlier today, after you went out of your way to spend Christmas with me, I lashed out at you for no reason at all. But it doesn't bother you? You really mean that? You think this is romantic? Do you think I'll ever be a good girlfriend? You think I've got it in me? You really honestly believe that? Then prove it. Come kiss me. Jeez. I was prepared for a hot makeout session, but if you also start giving me those gentle kisses on my cheek and nose too. Hey, I'm gonna get embarrassed. Don't call me cute. Just a few moments ago, I was a bad bitch in black leather. If anything, you're the cute one here, as you... Your hand on my chest. You do know how to make me feel good. That's my neck. You're kissing my neck. And you're sending chills down my spine. My chest, too. You can kiss every inch of me. It feels so good. To have a guy like you kissing and looking up and down my body. Practically worshipping me. You know, I didn't think this day would ever come. Do you want to go all the way? I know on a cold hardwood floor wasn't exactly where either of us were expecting to have our first time together, but God, I can't think of a more perfect time. I want you so bad. It's okay. Just come over here. I'm more than wet enough after all the attention you just gave me. Let me move my legs. You can even try to feel for yourself how wet I am. Here, let me take your hand and... you see? No, I don't mind. Oh, yeah, it feels good. Oh, yeah, I like having your finger in there. Oh, you can tell that I'm just soaking wet for you now, aren't I? It's all ready for you. I'm all ready for you. So, come on. Oh, let me feel your cock, too. Oh, I knew it. Just rock hard for me. Kind of scared to even jerk you off. You feel like you're ready to go at any second. It's okay. Come here. Let me make room for you and... Alright. Come on, here it comes. Just thrust yourself right into me. That's amazing. You fit right inside. And you fill me in so perfectly. Oh, you feel so good. God. Yes. Just push it in all the way. Give me everything. Get on top of me. Take me by the shoulders if you want. Just dig in as much as you want. It's all inside, isn't it? I didn't expect I'd ever be in this kind of position. Lying on my back with a man on top of me and filling me with his dick. No, it's okay. I didn't think I'd ever imagine myself letting a man go on top of me. I didn't think I'd ever meet anyone who would want me like that. Come on, just start moving already. I can't bear to just sit here and wait and look at you. Just like that. You're being so gentle with me. Yeah, it's so strong. I just... please. Let me hold you like this. I need the support and... I need to feel you more. You can go harder if you want. You know I'm strong. That's my one good point, that I'm strong. I can take whatever you can throw at me. Come on. You don't have to hold yourself back. You can go as hard as you want, just pounding away. You want me on top? Is that it? You're bucking up into me like a wild fucking bronco. Making me ride you like my bike. Except you're way more intense than any motorcycle ever made. Jeez. This is dangerous. You just pushed me out of the sleeping bag yet. You're making me work up such a sweat. It's so much. Just thrusting up into me again and again. Lifting me up. Lifting me up and down. And bouncing my whole body on you. Even squeezing my tits again. You really like that, don't you? You're just trying to finish me off. What? You think my chest is sensitive? Well, that's... Oh, God, fine. Oh, fine, it is. It feels so good. I'm close. Come on, I'm close. Just... Will you please? Will you hold my hands. Just... I want to feel you hold my hands, okay? You have such a nice warm grip, and it feels... it feels so good. It feels so good. You make me feel so good. I'm coming. It's coming. It's coming. You're gonna make me come. Please. I love you. I'm coming. You make me feel so warm and strong and loved. I love you. I love you. I meant it. You make me feel strong and warm and loved and reassured. And when I'm with you, I feel like a complete person. Not just some tough biker girl who sneers at anybody who looks at her wrong, but someone with another side to that. Someone with friends, and someone with a loved one. Someone with a full and complete life. I was afraid I lost that a long time ago. I just want to stay here in your arms forever. But can you zip up that bag again? It's still pretty chilly. Thanks. Don't pull out yet. I do want to feel you a bit more. It's so warm inside of me. We're still stuck in here, huh? I guess that means we can't go back to pick up our Christmas presents. Well, you've already given me so much more than I could ever ask for. I feel so secure in your arms. I don't think I'll have any trouble falling asleep until the snowfall stops. But for now, we'll just lie here and fall asleep until we're sure it's safe to leave. There's nowhere else I'd rather be anyway. Merry Christmas.